What's up, guys? Welcome back to episode 2 of The Down Low. It's me, Lucas Greer.
And it's me, Michael Merriweather. And we're just chilling here, and we have some special topic to talk about today.
Yeah, we're going to talk about more sports-related stuff today. I just wanted to start with Bronny James on the Lakers. How you feeling about Bronny so far? It's just preseason.
Me personally, I kind of feel bad for Bronny, not because of what he's been doing in the NBA, because his numbers aren't good, but it's mainly because how he was in college. I feel like he didn't have a lot of time to develop. He was just in high school. He only had 1 year in college, and then, you know, he went to cardiac arrest, and then he comes back, and boom, now you're in the NBA draft, mainly because LeBron wants to fulfill his dream of playing a season or two with his son and being, you know, the only, so far, the only father-son duo to ever exist. So it's like they tried to push that agenda so much that Bronny didn't really get to create a name for himself. And I know his name is Bronny James, so no matter what, you can't really create a name for yourself. You're gonna be tied to LeBron regardless. But I feel like if he would have done 3 to 4 years in college, I feel like that would have made it like better for him, and he would have been more developed, because I feel like once LeBron retired, he's going to the G League. There's no doubt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like he should have stayed in college at least another year to develop. I feel like he was just kind of pushed into the league, you know, because of his pops. But also, I don't think it's fair all the hate he's getting, because, you know, usually a 55th overall pick isn't ever getting this much attention. Like, you're not supposed to be like a star right when you get into the league. And I think just the pressure of his dad, and people are just hating. Like, I see a whole YouTube channels just dedicated to breaking down and hating on this kid. I just feel like, just give him some time to grow, you know, develop.
Yeah.
And he looks good on defense, though. He real solid on defense.
Yeah, he is. And I'm agree, like, if you're the 55th pick, you know, that's the second round, you're not supposed to be this best all-star in the world. But, you know, there have been some that have been in the second round. Like Jokic, nobody expected him to be a two-time MVP as a 41st pick in the NBA draft. But I will say the reason he's getting so much hate is not because of how bad he's doing. It's because they didn't give him a lot of time to develop. And like I said, I feel like he only got drafted this year is because LeBron made that agenda that I want to play with my son. So they're going to have a higher expectation for him only because we already knew he wasn't ready. And an average person who's doing better than him, who's done better than him in college, hasn't even got drafted yet, or probably won't even get the chance to. But Bronny's getting this special treatment because, you know, his dad's LeBron.
Yeah, true. I feel, yeah, when you're LeBron, you can get whatever you want. Like, I ain't even mad at it. LeBron deserves that. Okay. Yeah, just give him time to grow, develop. I feel like it's an experiment, but you never know, anything can happen, man. All right. That boy Dalton Connect, though. That boy can hoop.
Yeah, Dalton was tough. I like him because, like, really, Lakers haven't been good when it comes to drafting people in the past couple of years. Besides, like, last time they got Lonzo. Besides that, like, when it comes to drafting people, they haven't been good with it. And Dalton, bro, I think he had, like, 10 points going into the second half. And then that whole fourth quarter, he had 20 straight points, taking him to overtime. Bro, that's 12. That's tough. That's hard to do, bro.
Yeah, he got a nice little stroke on him. The other day, I was arguing with my homeboy about this, about Derrick Rose in 2011 getting the MVP over LeBron. I don't know if you was like a big fan of basketball back then, or if you know anything about that, but I was basically trying to say LeBron was robbed. They robbed that boy LeBron an MVP and gave it to Derrick Rose. How you feel about that?
So first off, the Miami Heat has always been my favorite team. So that whole era when LeBron was on Miami, that was, like, my favorite team at the time. Like, no matter what, Miami's been my favorite team. But 2013, LeBron, 2012, 2011, when he was on that Heat, that's my favorite era for LeBron. Do I think he was robbed? Yes and no, only because LeBron has been dominating so long, he really could have been MVP at least 7 times in his life instead of just having, you know, 3 to 4 MVPs. He could have 7 to 8 right now. But I will say, when you think most valuable player, you take LeBron off that Miami Heat team, they still had Chris Bosh and D-Wade. You take D-Rose off, he showed why he was MVP because he got injured that same series after winning MVP, and boom, they didn't win any more playoff series games. That shows your most valuable player. He got them all the way to the second round just to get injured. If he never got injured, they dang near would be, I feel like D-Rose might have a championship. Also, he was doing this as a rookie. He was getting guarded, faced off like he was been in the league for 10, 12 years, but he's only been in the league a couple months, and they treating him like this. So do I think he's robbed? Yes, but really no, because Derrick Rose did deserve it. But there's other...
Yeah, Derrick Rose, MVPs. He definitely had good numbers, but my argument was LeBron had better stats, you know, in every category, better advanced stats. And also, he was doing this on a better team. I feel like if the team was better, shouldn't his numbers have been less? I think that just shows how good you are to score that much when you also got to share the rock with, you know, Bosh and them and Wade. And I feel like...
But that's also like, I don't know, though, because if you really think about it, yes, your points and everything should go down if you're in the better team, but that's like saying, like, Curry has been averaging about 26 to 27 his whole career, especially when he had KD and Klay on the team, and KD was still putting up 30 a game. So you really can't say it's because of the best team, because Curry and KD was still doing that when they was on the team together. And then you seen LeBron when he was on a trash team, too. He was doing the same numbers he was doing when he was with Bosh and Wade when he had, you know, the 2018 Cavs, and they didn't have nobody.
Shoot, he was doing better numbers then than when he was with Bosh and Wade.
But we can't say LeBron deserved MVP then. It's only because, like, he was the most valued player of that team. But, like, that's about it, though.
All I'm saying is if you got the best numbers on the best team, you deserve MVP. All right. Let's change the subject. Let's think, Baron. What else going on in the world of sports? WNBA.
Okay.
Is WNBA season over?
Almost over. I'm pretty sure that the New York? Yeah, they just took the lead.
I don't even know, but I do know.
Yeah, New York just took the lead because Sabrina hit a game winner from almost half. So,
dang, for real?
Yeah.
How did I not see this?
It was tough.
See, WNBA's really been growing. Like, I feel like a few years ago, I didn't even know there was a WNBA damn near. No, I'm playing. I knew, but I'm just trying to say this. It's a lot more coverage, and I feel like it's all because of Caitlin Clark, which is kind of weird that one player has so much impact. And I don't think it's... Oh, that's the clip. That's tough.
Yeah. And I agree. You know, Caitlin Clark really changed the game. Angel Reese, all of them. I do kind of hate that there's, like, this whole race debate when it comes to Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, because at the end of the day, they're both bringing the same attraction to the game.
They made it into the whole race stuff on the IG comments and stuff.
Yeah, like, oh...
Just don't even read the IG comments.
Yeah, like, it's just a lot, like... It's just annoying, but I do like how Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese have changed the game, at least for us and for viewership, I should say, because the game really hasn't changed because Sabrina been doing what Clark has been doing. But, like, viewership-wise, we seeing way more people watch WNBA than we have in the past 10 years, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it fair that one player gets all the attention, though, and all the credit for growing the league?
Yes, it is fair only because I'm kind of reverting this kind of to basketball, but there was a time when basketball was declining. Michael Jordan comes in the game and he was the face of the NBA for about, what, 15 straight seasons. Yeah, and nobody complained because Michael Jordan made that good. When Michael Jordan went to play baseball and he was gone, nobody talked about basketball like that until he came back. So reverting that to here, basketball for WNBA, nobody really talked about it as much. You would always hear about it, but you wouldn't really know unless you see it on your feed on Instagram or ESPN would post something. You really wouldn't tune into the game. Caitlin Clark comes from college after doing crazy numbers and shooting from half and showing she, you know, she's good. And all these NBA players are like, oh, my gosh, she's good. Now people are like, oh, let me see what she got. Then they watching it. Now we have national televised games for WNBA that we didn't get 3-4 years ago. So I think it is good to get that attention. It's just people who have been in the league for women are kind of upset. Like, dang, I've been doing this and y'all ain't showing attention. But now she's here and, you know. Now she's getting all the attention. So it's really just like a jealousy type of thing. But we should all be happy because now we get to watch both sides of basketball. So,
yeah. Yeah. I read somewhere that the attendance for the WNBA was like neck and neck this year, like right there with the men's basketball, which like never happened before, which is good.
Right. And that's really good, especially because like the NBA puts so much money and time, and like they care about the WNBA, and fans weren't really paying attention, and finally they are. So I think that's pretty cool.
And also, what's going on with Angel Reese online? I seen she can't even afford her rent, she said, with her WNBA salary.
Yeah, I seen that. I ain't gonna cap. I know WNBA players don't make a lot of money,
but her rent like $8,000 a month.
Yeah, I see they don't make a lot of money, but if you're making 80-90K, you don't need $8,000 worth of rent. You can have an average house and still be living life.
Right.
You don't need to be paying rent that's $8,000. That means you got a spending problem.
Agreed. Anything else you want to talk about?
Who you think's going to win the finals this year? Who's your team coming in that you think is going to?
The Lakers. Brown and Bronny for them be the first father son to win a ring together, bro. I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna cry on that day. Okay. It's gonna be a magical night, man.
I low-key think, oh, that's hard. I want to say I really think the Nuggets gonna win this year, and I don't like Jokic as much, but if the Nuggets do win, I'm gonna be happy because Westbrook gets his first ring finally. If not, obviously I want Miami to win, but they're not. But if we're being realistically, it's going to be either the Nuggets versus Boston back in the final. I feel like Boston going back because they haven't changed their roster. And you see what they did last year. So, and then,
the Warriors.
The Warriors.
The Warriors might win.
Speaking of the Warriors.
They're 5-0 in the preseason.
Yeah, they are. But that's also the preseason. I feel like nobody's really trying. The only games I've seen that the Warriors were trying or like teams were trying against the Warriors was the Lakers versus Warrior game. That was like the only time.
Yeah.
Yep. It's been a lot of just rookies and bench players playing most of the time in these preseason games.
Yes.
But speaking of the Warriors, Klay Thompson, how do you feel about him now that he's on the Mavs? You think he's going to be good this year?
I lost hope on Klay Thompson. I feel like he'll be better this year. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I feel bad for him because if he never got injured back-to-back, a torn ACL, then an Achilles, he lost, you know, his form. Because before that, he was, you know, one of the best shooters. Now he can't even shoot 5-for-5 in a game no more. Haven't seen that since I was, like, in middle school. Maybe freshman, sophomore year in high school.
He shot 0-for-10, and then everything just went downhill from there.
Yeah, which is crazy. But I think that social media plays a part because if you go on anything that has Klay Thompson related, all they talk about is, remember, he shot 0-for-10 in an elimination game. So
that's all I be seeing on the comments. Yeah. It's like, dang, give it up.
Just a quick question. You got to name your top five right now. Not like in the league, just top five best NBA players. Like
of all time?
Yes, all time. Your favorite, your dream lineup, I should say.
Oh my! So I got a one from each position.
Yes.
Okay. All right. At point guard, Bron at the one, man, because he used to play point guard. All right.
He could play any position.
And then two, I gotta go. I know we're done with the 90s, but I gotta go Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, and then. Small forward, man. This is my dream lineup. So, no, I'm going to put Kobe at the two, and then I'm going to put Jordan at the three. Call me what you want, but I need to have both of them in. And then at the four, I'm gonna go KD. Then at the five, I'm gonna go. Shit, no, I'm gonna go Wilt. I'm gonna go Wilt at the five.
So you got two. You have three players that are 6'8" and up, and then you got Michael Jordan 6'6", and you go okay. I would say for me, Curry at the one.
Understand.
All in their prime. So Curry at the one, D Wade at the two, Bron at the three, Tim Duncan at the four, Shaq at the five.
Wade at the two? Wait.
Because Wade's a shooting guard. I'm going off of just like position.
But who'd you say at the three?
Bron. I'm going to keep him how he is.
No, Jordan? Mm-mm. Okay. Now you a Heat fan. That's why.
I do like Bron over Jordan anyways, but.
Wade was extremely tough back in the day. Like, I was watching some of his highlights.
And if we're going off of chemistry, D-Wade and Bron probably have the best chemistry.
Yeah, that's true, chemistry.
And then, you know, if Shaq and Curry just set screens for each other, Curry can just come off the screen, shoot, or just pass it to Shaq, and who's stopping him in the paint? Yeah. And then Tim Duncan, just because he's a power forward. It was either him or Dirk, but I like Tim Duncan for real. So.
Yeah, Timothy's solid. Always a solid choice.
And then give me your underrated top five.
Underrated?
Like, of people that nobody would choose.
Okay. At the point guard, Jeremy Lin.
Jeremy Lin, I knew it.
At the two, DeMar DeRozan. I mess with him, all right? Okay. And then at the three, let's think. I want to say LeBron, but, you know. Okay. Actually, no, I'm gonna skip to the five. At the five, I'm gonna put Vic, even though he only played 1 year.
Wemio, yeah.
But if anyone was gonna be the best player of all time, like over Brown in the future, it's gonna be him. Like, he got all the potential, all the tools. He long.
In prime.
Everyone else I'm gonna say is just gonna be just. Good players that everyone knows about. I'm trying to think, though.
I'm trying to think of a point guard. Okay. Point guard, I'm going to have Chris Paul at the point guard.
Okay.
Shooting guard, I'm going to have Jamal Crawford. Small forward, I'm going to have J.R. Smith.
J.R.?
Yeah, but prime J.R., like New York Knicks J.R.
Okay.
Power forward, I might have to. Actually, I take that back. Take J.R. off. I'm going to have Chris Paul, Jamal Crawford, Tracy McGrady.
Okay.
And then power forward, I'm going to have Chris Webber. And then the center, I dang near want to go Yao Ming.
Yao Ming?
Yeah. Only because Yao was just like a tall Wemby, but he just can't shoot, so.
Yeah, he just buns. No, I'm playing. Yeah, at the three, I'm going to put David Bertans. No, I'm playing. I just searched up random small forwards on here. But David Bertans, he slept on.
Yeah. You said who? Bertans?
Yeah. That one white dude for the Mavericks.
I forgot. Bro, he'd be everywhere. He was like on the Wizards last time. He'd be everywhere. I'd be feeling bad for players that got to like move around a lot. Like, yeah, that's crazy. Because you really got to... That's what I hate about the business. Like, if I was really in the NBA right now, you can really get traded. If you're not a guaranteed star, you can get traded anytime. Like, Carl Anthony Towns was on the Timberwolves since I was at, I think, in sixth grade. And now he on the Knicks for the first time.
Yeah, for real.
That's crazy.
Okay, I need a four. Whatever happened to the Morris twins, bro? Marcus Morris?
I think Marcus.
He like 6'8".
I think Marcus in the league, but Markeith is not.
Bro, they're 35 now. Dang, they crazy. They old, bro.
I know, we getting old. Crazy.
It's wild. All right, so we talked a little bit about the NBA. Let's talk about basketball here at the school.
Okay.
How you been going to the rec center lately? Hooping with them. I actually haven't been there hooping.
Yeah, I haven't
in a minute.
I've been mainly hooping with, you know, the girls basketball team, and then I hooped a little last year. I hooped a lot with the men's basketball team, but this year I really haven't seen them this year. But I feel like this year they're gonna do good. They got a lot of big players, and Most of them can dunk like crazy, and they got some shooters. So I think they have a better roster this year than last year. We lost Chuck. He was very good, but we gained a couple young stars, to be honest.
Yeah, I feel like last year we started off real hot.
We went 9-0, and then we went 9-15.
What was the final record? Like 500?
I think it was 50-50.
Let me see right quick. Yeah, we're like 17-18, they say, last year.
Yeah.
Which, that's still actually an improvement from how we've been.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the year before my freshman year, I don't know how many games we won, but it wasn't good.
And Drake, the school Drake, they almost won last year. They went 32-7. And then
Drake was good. They was in the tournament.
Yeah, they was tough. It was on ESPN, like national TV.
Yeah, I remember I went to the UE versus Drake game. That was a good game.
How you feel about the girls' basketball team this year?
We definitely got a lot of good players, like some decent shooters too.
Shout out Kaden. She was splashing it from deep yesterday in practice.
Yeah, she was hooping, bro. Who else was hooping?
Shout out Tamisha, Cam.
Cam be hooping sometimes.
And
bro.
I go cap, she be.
She actually can hoop.
Shout out AK, Avery. Julia, a very good defender.
Yeah, she's solid.
Anitza.
Big man down low.
Claudia. Oh, Maggie, who can play the center but can also shoot outside the three.
Yeah.
Shout out to them, but it's going to be interesting this year. Let's see how they do, you know. I do love being a practice player because I get, you know, to get out the crib.
Yeah.
And I get a good workout in, and I can still play basketball for fun since I don't play anymore.
Bro, I've been gassed because I haven't, like, gone up and down like we did yesterday.
Woo!
In a minute, bro. And I ate ribs right before practice. That's probably a bad idea, bro.
Mm-mm-mm.
They had that mystery meat. I don't even know what it was. I shouldn't have ate all that.
It's funny. But yeah, man. This is just us chilling and talking about sports. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Let's talk about the economic stability of the world.
Funny.
Now, that's all I got. If that's all you got, I can wrap it up here.
I hope y'all enjoyed. Yeah, this is just our sports debate. Next time, we're going to talk about something else. Maybe music, maybe just what's going on in the world. But for now, you know, I feel like this was a good topic. If y'all have any concerns, you know, y'all can always be up for some debates, you know.
Yeah, if you got any topics you want us to cover, just hit me up, man. Hit me or Mike up. You know us. You'll see us around campus.
IG. In person. MIK3YY.M.
You know mine, L.Greer4. And I'm about to close us out with this. Last episode, we forgot to say this. So I'm going to get a little technical here right quick. Okay. Fireside Aces Radio is produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville. Student Media produces the Crescent magazine published online in print 3 times a semester. Student Media produces several podcasts and utilizes design, photography, video, and sound towards experimental and academic learning and journalistic endeavors and engaging storytelling. Student Media elevates the voice of the student body and connects the campus and community to important information and points of view. Thank you. Man, okay, we out of here. This is premeditated. I've been underrated. That's an understatement. I ain't coming later. The abundance came when I allowed my bosom to the loving greatest. You the one who made it, so I'm in my bag. I that way before I ever raise a white flag. Shooting right back. Raise the price tag. Chasing down on all these ghosts that like crap. Who could really